morning. I just nipped out to grab some supplies, just heading back to home now. Another beautiful, gorgeous day in England, just heading through the countryside again, up to home. And I was just thinking how exciting things are getting, mainly from the perspective of a lot of things probably going to be finished up by the end of April, probably first week of May, due to the problems with the visa with Dimitri. But also there's going to be, I'll be able to take around to various media camps, starting with the Nottingham media camp on the 9th of May. So you can expect to see an appearance, the first sponsored ammo box from Sleepy Dog at media camp. And I might have to get somebody else to help me with it. I'm thinking that maybe it'd be a good idea to set up the cameras in each one of the rooms and have somebody as camera operator with the mic and everything else in there. And ideally I need somebody with a Mac or a MacBook Pro would be ideal. So bit of a shout out really, if you're around the Nottingham area on the 9th of May and you've got a MacBook or a MacBook Pro and you're thinking of coming down to the media camp. I think it's one day event, I don't think it's a 2 day thing. I'd have to check that actually, because I'm not absolutely sure. Or is it a 2 day until lunchtime? I don't know, I need to double check that. But if you're around the Nottingham area and you want to help out, that'd be fantastic. I'm going to have a site up, basically as it might be, regarding the ammo box. We might have the site up for the sister site as well, which is the bandwidth in a box. But we're only actually going to have two boxes made up. But we only need one, obviously, for the May event. So that's pretty exciting. I need to really go over the logistics of how a place requests the box and insurance and liability for the parts and the components of the box. And I guess we need a sort of code of conduct as to what you do when you finish with it, what you do when you're using it, sample sites to send stuff to, how to tag it. I guess I need to make some kind of little manual that goes inside the box and give a link to the PDF so that people, if it gets a bit raggedy, people could print a new one and put that in. But the idea with the box really is that it should always be out. It should always be at some location. But we need, as sponsors of the boxes, to know that they're going to places. Obviously, you're going to know that because you're going to get the footage, but it'd be nice to have, video content from the organizer when they receive it. Do a little video of the box, what the box looking like in terms of has it had any damage. So a whole bunch of things to think about. I suppose it's like leasing or renting a car. You know, when you go and rent a car and they go around the car with you looking for bumps and bangs and all that sort of stuff. We don't want it to go for four or five places and then all of a sudden it's looking really, really tatty. And that's why we're going with the Explorer cases, which are basically the same as the Pelly cases, just slightly a little bit cheaper. And they already come with the foam inserts, you don't have to order them separately. Thanks to Magiprint for finding that out for us, at Magiprint on Twitter. Who, by the way, if you need some awesome t-shirts, he does all sorts of t-shirts, really, really competitively priced. I sounded like an advert then, I'm sorry. Let me have a look at the 3 minutes 45, so I'll wrap this up in a minute. So yeah, pretty excited. So I've got the responder stuff and the new theme for Gravity on there, so I can start recording Gravity again. That will also show people the new distribution system and the feeds, and I managed to put all the jQuery in there, so it pops up the video tutorial of how to use the site, which I have to do today. And I've done a new front end for Medium, but I've not finished that yet. That's going to be pretty awesome when that rolls out. It's going to have like blog stuff on there and bring in stuff from Responder using... Well, it will be the first little mini app to pull stuff in from the Responder via the API. So that's pretty exciting too. And to top it off, the weather's awesome. So yeah, looking forward to April, May. So I think they're going to be good months. Home in 2 minutes.